about freedom. First, though, does anybody think that they could come up to the microphone here and without looking at the screen, be able to remember that memory verse? Does anybody think they could challenge themselves? Anybody think they could do it? Was that half a hand? I don't know. Okay. You think you can? Okay, anybody else? No? Okay, come on. Do you think you can do it? All right, let's have a go. There's the microphone. Speak into that.
It is freedom that we are set that...
Yeah, that's right. It is for freedom that we are set...
Free.
Free! Brilliant. Okay, well done. It is for freedom that we are set free. See if we can remember it at the end, okay? Here it is. Oh, no, it's not up. Never mind. Okay. Doesn't need to be on the screen, does it? Because we can remember it. Brilliant. It's for freedom that we have... That Christ, actually. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Can anybody remember that Ukrainian word? You don't need to come out the front. You can just shout it out. Anybody think they can remember it? Svobodna. Something like that, wasn't it? Is that right? Have I got that right, Misha? Yeah. Okay. That's good. I'm glad about that. That's excellent. Well, we're going to speak about the freedom that Jesus brings, okay? And Misha mentioned it briefly, didn't he? The freedom that Jesus brings. It's a freedom that everybody needs, whether we live in a stable, peaceful place like Harpenden, or whether we live in Ukraine or any other part of the world touched and disrupted by war. And so we're going to listen to the words of Jesus, and Barney's going to come out and read to us a few verses from John's Gospel. So I think the reading will come up on the screen here if you want to follow along and the Bible's in front of you. Okay, and Jesus had some words to say about freedom. And Barney is going to read those for us.
Okay, so John 8:31, and that's on page 1074 in the church Bibles. Dispute over whose children Jesus and opponents are. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you really are my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants, and we have never been slaves to anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed."
Barney, thank you very much. So if the son sets you free, says Jesus, you will be free indeed. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Now, we're going to ask and answer, hopefully, three questions just from those few verses very quickly this morning, okay? The first is why, okay? Why? Can you say why with me? Why? Why? Why do we need freeing? Why do we need freeing according to Jesus? Well, I wonder if you spotted it or heard it as those verses were read. In verse 34, Jesus says this. See if you can listen out, guys, and you might be able to answer my question. Why do we need freeing? Jesus says, "Everyone who sins is a slave to sin." Okay? Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now, does Jesus say some people are slaves to sin? No. Okay? Does he say a few people in that country are slaves to sin? No. He says everyone who sins is a slave to sin. And that's a problem. That's why we need freeing, isn't it? We need freeing because Jesus says everyone who sins is a slave to sin. And it affects every human being on this planet from the very first, Adam and Eve, up to the tiniest baby. Now, all of them are guilty to this tiny word, sin. How is that, you might say, Phil? How is that? How's a tiny baby guilty of that little word, S-I-N? Well, it's not so much about their behavior, the naughty things they do or the good things they don't do. Although tiny babies, I've noticed, I don't know if anyone else has noticed this, they can be quite selfish, can't they? It is possible for them to be a little bit selfish, okay? No, it's not so much about the naughty things they do or the good things they don't do. It's about their status. All of us, by nature, we go our own way. Think about how you spell the word sin, okay? Here it is, just in case you weren't sure. How do you spell the word sin? Well, you spell it S-I-N, don't you? So who's at the center, right in the middle of that little word? Well, it's I. It's me. It's me going my own way. And that's why the last letter of the prayer drill, why? We say, "Your way, God, not my way." Because each of us, by nature, would go our own way if we were left up to it. And it's a problem. It's a problem because Jesus says, Everyone who sins, everyone who lives with I at the center, not so much behavior, not so much the naughty things that we do or don't do, they're like, they show us actually that at the center, the heart of it, our problem is that we go our own way. We do our own thing. We're trapped. We're a slave to sin. We need freeing. So Jesus says this morning that everyone who sins, whether they're in Ukraine, whether they're in London, whether they're in Harpenden, whoever they are, wherever they are, if they live for themselves, if they put I at the center, they're a slave to sin. They're trapped, basically. Handcuffed, chained, unable to move. Now, I need Misha's help here, okay? He's done this voluntarily, he says, okay? So let's just imagine that Misha stands for all those slaves to sin. Okay, come here, Misha. Stand just there on the front. In fact, stand up on the platform so everyone can see you. Not because you're short. Okay, here you are. Stand just a bit further forward there. Okay, that's right. Now, I'm going to put this behind you here, and I'm going to chain Misha to this post, okay, in an approximate fashion. So the handcuffs are going on, because Jesus says that everyone who sins, everyone who puts themselves at the center of their lives, everyone who lives for me, me first, my way, well, Jesus says they're a slave to sin. They can't escape from it. It's like they're chained to it. They're trapped. And even if they try and free themselves, they just become more and more trapped, more and more aware of what it is that they're trapped to. And why is this a problem? Well, it's a problem because, look, if you're trapped, if you're a slave to sin, you're not free to live as you were made to be. I mean, Misha can't go now and do what he might like to do, can you, Misha? Really, you can't live to be who you were really made to be because you're trapped. Trapped. And they're the slave of a bad master. Look at the word above Misha's head. It's not a good word. It's a bad word. It's a bad master. You see, it might seem at times to feel great living for yourself all the time, but it would be the testimony of many in this room, and if you're not sure, you can ask your parents or older people, that living for yourself is not always as great as it sounds. And the future is even worse, isn't it, if you live with sin as your master? Because if I'm trapped by sin, then I go where sin goes. Wherever Misha walks, sin goes with him. And God has told us that there will be nothing bad in heaven. And so the future is bleak for somebody who's trapped by sin too, because they won't be with God forever in heaven either. So there's the why. Why do we need freedom? Well, we need freedom because Jesus says everyone who sins is a slave to sin. It's a serious problem. It's a big issue. But Jesus also offers a solution. Now, listen carefully to the solution that Jesus offers, okay? I'm going to read it to you from the Bible. Jesus says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And then he says something else a little bit later, very similar. He says, "If the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." So Jesus says that the truth will set you free. Well, who's the truth? Well, do you remember who said this? Somebody said this. "I am the way and the truth and the life." Who said that? Anybody know? Yeah, William? Jesus said it, didn't he? "I am the truth," said Jesus. And here he says, "The truth will set you free." Wonderful. Later on, he says, The Son will set you free too. Now, this is really important. Only Jesus can set us free from our slavery to sin. And why can only Jesus do that? Well, only he can set us free because Misha here desperately needs somebody from outside to come and free himself. He can't free himself. Can you just try a little bit? Give it a little jiggle? No. Yeah, sore. Okay, he can't free himself. He can't. He needs somebody from outside to come and free himself. And Jesus is that person. Think about Misha here. Imagine he was locked up in sin prison. Okay? And another prisoner comes along and tries to break him free. Well, that's not much good, is it? I mean, where is he going to take Misha? Is he going to take him next door into his cell? Great. Misha's free from his cell, but he's got to come and live in the other person's cell. No, it's no good, is it? They need somebody from outside, somebody who's not tainted by sin, who isn't a slave to it, who can free him. But you know, people do try and do that. They do try and free themselves in this world. They have a sense that all is not right, and so they try and free themselves, but all that happens is they get more and more stuck, more and more sore, more and more trapped. We need someone from outside to help us. And who better than Jesus? The Son. The Son. Now, this is where you might need to massage your heads a little bit, okay? Can you just do this? No, just increase your brain activity, okay? Because this is a bit difficult to think about, all right? And adults too, actually. It's quite tricky, all right? Jesus is the perfect person to set us free. And here's why. Because he is the Son. Capital T, capital S. He has been and is eternally the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. And so, what does that mean? Well, it means that he's totally, maximally free, doesn't it? He's free. Who could be freer than Jesus? God, the Son. Nobody could be freer than him. He's ultimately free. He can do whatever he likes in line with his character. He's always been, he has always been, he will always be. He isn't trapped or controlled or enslaved by anyone. He's totally free. And so he can set slaves to sin free. He can give us freedom. Now, you know that people try and gain freedom by doing crazy, silly things, okay? Now, I don't know if this is going to work. You might need to cover your ears. Oh, okay? They go crazy. They do silly things, okay? And they see, is this working? They have parties. They make loud noises. Is it setting him free? Anybody? Is it? Doesn't seem to be working, you see. But people try and do that, don't they? They say, I'm going to be free. I'm going to set myself free. I'm going to go on crazy parties. I'm going to go and have the best time of my life. That's what freedom is, isn't it? Well, no. It doesn't seem to work. You see, other people, they say, well, freedom is found in throwing off human authority. They say, my way, my way. I'm going to live life my way. Parents, school? Church? Nah. Government? I'm going to do things my way. I want to do what I want to do. No one can tell me how to live. I mean, just try waving that, Misha. Can you wave the flag? No. Oh, you can't wave it. It's trapped. You see, it doesn't work, does it? I mean, there you are, okay? It doesn't work. It just doesn't work. It doesn't free him. And people try and do this all the time. People in school, people in our workplaces, people on our roads, in our families, they try and live life to gain freedom. But it doesn't work. And all that happens is somebody becomes more and more trapped. But Jesus, well, Jesus, it's a slightly puny key, so I had to make it look a bit bigger. Okay, there's a tiny key for my handcuffs. Jesus turns up. Ah, thank you very much, yeah. See my Amazon delivery. That's the better side. Okay, Jesus turns up with all of the eternal Trinitarian God's power, Father, Son, and Spirit, and he turns up with a key that can set us free. You see, Jesus on the cross pays the penalty for our sin. There we are. I'm going to put this down now. He pays the penalty for our sin by dying on the cross, and so Misha can know that. He's not going to pay the penalty for sin anymore. Oop. Okay, yeah, you can take that one off. That's all right. Okay. He's free. He's free. And Jesus one day promises to remove sin from Misha altogether, although in this life, no one is ever perfect. But one day, everything bad about this world will be gone. But Jesus also promises Misha his spirit to live in him, to give him power, to live for Jesus instead of for himself. And so he's free. He's free. Only Jesus can set us free. Then thirdly and finally, much more briefly, we think about not just why we need freeing or who sets us free, but we can think as well, can't we, about what our freedom looks like. What does our freedom look like? Well, there's a clue in the passage, okay? Let me read you two things. What our freedom looks like. What does Misha's freedom look like now? He's free, freed by Jesus. Well, Jesus says, if you hold to my teaching, if you listen to what I say, he says, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Ooh, interesting. And then he says this, a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So what Jesus says is, you know, you're no longer a slave to sin. No, instead, you can be a son in my family. A son because he's a son, and he welcomes us all, whether we're boys or girls, men or women, to be a son in his family. No longer a slave to sin, but a son, because of the Son has set us free to know God as his child, his sons and daughters, if you like, in his family, one of his. Wow. And so you know that if you're a son of God, if you're a child of God, then you know you want to start listening to him and you want to start living the way he wants. That's what Jesus said, wasn't it? If you listen to my teaching, if you do what I say, then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Now imagine this, okay? One last illustration for you guys down the front here. Imagine this. Imagine that Misha, he was still in slavery. And when he was a slave, he used to have to clean the dishes and wipe the floor and even, and don't look too closely at this, it's pretty grim, okay? And even clean the toilet, okay? Disgusting. Disgusting. I'll put that down there. You don't want to touch that, okay? Ugh. Imagine, that was it. He was a slave. Now imagine that the master of his household came along and said, Misha, I don't want you to be a slave anymore. I want you to be my son. You can be in my family now. Wow. Amazing. All of the things that the family enjoys, Misha would now enjoy. Amazing. What an incredible thing. But then imagine that Misha turns up the next day after the master of the household has just told him that, after his father has just told him, now you're my son. And imagine Misha turns up in the morning and he walks through the front door and he picks up the rubber gloves and he starts to do the dishes. And he picks up the sponge and he starts to sponge the floor. And he even goes to the toilet and he starts cleaning the toilet out. Imagine if the master of the house found him. Wouldn't he say, what are you doing, Misha? You're my son now. You don't have to do that anymore. You're not living in the past as a slave to sin. No, you're freed to be my son. And I want you to live with me and for me. You're part of my family now. Wow. And you know, that's what Jesus says to us. He says, those who listen to my teaching, then they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free. So here's the difficult thing. Real freedom, and it's for adults, this is difficult for adults to understand as much as for children. True freedom, according to Jesus, is found in obedience to him. Wow. That's enough for me to think about for the rest of the day. I don't know about you. True freedom, according to Jesus, is found in obedience to him as his son. Well, we're going to pray, and then we're going to finish our time by singing together. Thank you, Misha. Let's pray together. Should we do the prayer drill? I feel like we could do with getting out some wriggles, okay? So let's see if I remember it right. P-R-A-Y. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for sending Jesus, who came to set us free. We thank you that he who the Son sets free is free indeed, that it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. And we pray that you may help us to live a life of freedom in obedience to Jesus' teaching, for we ask it in his name. Amen.